business branding in particular. I want to tell you a little story. I was in a cafe a few minutes ago with an Irish politician, a senator, and he asked me about my business and what have I done recently. And I told him that myself and Jonathan Arm had set up a company called Change Agents, and that I was in a new phase of my life in which, instead of being a sole trader, where I had the ability to decide ultimately everything myself, I was in a new situation where I was experiencing the advantages and the difficulties about having to agree everything with my business partner. And I mean that in a real sense, that there are, when you move from being a sole trader to being a company, you move from a situation where you ultimately, after listening to everybody, make the decision. And provided you're not indecisive, life is relatively simple. To a situation where we have a company and we need to consider and understand each other first, and then move out to communicate to the wider world. So this was all very clear to me in a cafe this morning, and it's been, I guess I've actually told quite a lot of people about that realization I have, because for the first time in my life I have a company rather than a sole trader existence. And then I've thought a little bit more about it, and I thought about the voice of the company and being true to the voice of the company. Now, how important is it to be true to the voice of the company? You are often pulled in other directions. You're pulled into the direction of, oh, on Facebook, this is the way people talk. Therefore, when I go on Facebook, I should copy the way that people are most familiar with on Facebook. When I go on to LinkedIn, I should put on the tone of LinkedIn. When I go on Twitter, I should behave the way successful other people are on Twitter. So all the time, and I'm just giving those three as examples, all the time, people, I, you, all of us, are pulled by voices that say to us, speak the way we're used to hearing and we will take your message in much more easily. And I tell myself and I tell you, that way is folly. That is the way to certain dilution of your brand. If you project the communications from your company from the point of view of your different audiences and set out systematically to speak to people in the language which they're used to hearing, you'll never change anything. You'll be one more of the crowd. You will be palatable. You will be easily taken in. But you will not have impact. You will not have any differentiator from other people. And there are a whole load of other voices saying things, the substance of which is similar to you, but the tone and the personality and the humanity of what you're saying will not be there. Your distinctiveness will not shine through. So if you set out to do your marketing and your business communications, driving it from the point of view exclusively of your audience, then you're on a hiding to nothing and you're going to lose yourself, and you could in effect end up schizophrenic or multiphrenic or whatever it is. You end up speaking in 100 different voices and you're left not knowing which is my own authentic voice. So therefore, what I'm saying to myself and I'm offering as a thought to you is, anchor yourself in your own authentic voice. Find a way of connecting with other people where they are, but do not dilute your own authenticity. Do not forget your values and your personality at the deepest core. They are your real strength. The actual marketing message that you give out there, the information you give about your products and services. They are not your strength. Your strength is what you own. You own your own way. I, as some of you know, I am attracted by a guy called Chris Brogan in the United States. He has a phrase, human business way. That's what he calls his podcast. But it is his human business way. So for me this morning, as I go into work, as I've left a conversation in a cafe, this is my way of being with you. We all need our own way. The world would be a terrible place if everybody's way was the same as mine, or if my way was the same as yours. We need distinct, differentiated voices. Why? Because that's what makes living so much more attractive. That's what helps us to find the voices and the ways that attract us, rather than going around copying other people. Innovation means not copying, in the word of the man who developed El Bulli, the restaurant in Spain that used to be the world's number one restaurant. Farhan, I can't say his second name, I can't remember it now, but that great, great restaurant El Bulli, just north of Barcelona, that was their definition of innovation, not copying. So be your own voice, be yourself. And that is my little message following my experience this morning. I hope you do have a great week living your way.